Welcome back to SwampSwami.com sports commentary and a little land yap for you today, too. In today's story, Herman Munster wins the U.S. Open? Okay, the winner of the 2020 Men's U.S. Open Golf Tournament at Winged Foot Golf Club on Sunday wasn't really Herman Munster, but 27-year-old Bryson DeChambeau's style of golf reminds me of that lovable Frankenstein clone from the 1960s. I've been a fan of Bryson DeChambeau ever since he hit the PGA Tour several years ago. I had been fascinated by this young man who majored in physics at SMU and quickly became the mad scientist of the PGA Tour. Bryson DeChambeau has dared to be different since arriving on the scene in professional golf. In addition to his trademark Ben Hogan-styled cap, Bryson decided in college that he really wanted to try playing golf with irons of the same length. Now, traditionally, each golf iron is built slightly longer as each club's club face angle decreases. For example, a lofted traditional 9-iron is of shorter length than a 4-iron with a less lofted club face. Now, Bryson DeChambeau, the physics major, read more about this. He questioned it. He wondered why irons shouldn't be all the same length so that you could swing each club exactly the same way. Could that possibly yield more consistent results? Well, DeChambeau decided to take the plunge, and his irons are all the same length of a standard 6-iron, 37.5 inches long. Bryson DeChambeau decided to give this theory a try while he was in college at Southern Methodist University in Dallas, and it worked for him. He later won the NCAA's individual championship, and then he won the U.S. amateur title back in 2015 with his spiffy single-length irons. Now, many traditionalists scoffed at the notion that this unique style would be successful in the professional ranks. You know, professional golfers are, by and large, quite similar in build and have incredibly silky smooth swings that make the rest of us quite jealous. These golfers have all worked very hard for years to develop their golf games and make it look easy to the average golfer like me. Alas, professional golfers can be a little clone-like too in their appearance and in their style of play. Now, no offense to Justin Thomas, who gets the most out of his 150-pound frame as anybody I've ever seen, or the long-hitting and blank-looking Dustin Johnson, but the vast majority of pro golfers have a very silky smooth swing and an equally stoic demeanor. You know, it is hard to play golf at this level. Golf requires a great deal of discipline, both physical and emotional. Now, after turning professional in 2016, just 4 years ago, Bryson DeChambeau enjoyed a very successful start. He won 7 times during his first 3 seasons on tour. He earned a spot on the 2018 Ryder Cup team and the 2019 President's Cup squad. After the 2019 season ended last fall, the tour's mad scientist wanted to add more length off the tee. Though he was already among the upper group of golfers in distance with a driver in his hands, Bryson DeChambeau committed to increasing his driving distance by adding 35 pounds to his 6'1", 195-pound frame over the holiday break. So in addition to boosting his daily calorie intake, he worked out very hard and emerged this year as the new beefy Bryson DeChambeau of 2020. The physics major had observed how the freakish long-driving contestants wailed at the golf ball. Well, he wanted to develop a similar swing and go for the green on nearly every tee box. Though DeChambeau now looks incredibly stiff and robotic while thrashing at the golf ball from the tee, he went from 302 yards off the tee last year to 322 yards and the number one ranking this past season on tour. Mission accomplished. More importantly, Bryson DeChambeau's overall golf game in 2020 has still remained at a high level after adding those 20 yards off the tee by adding 35 pounds to his body. He won in Detroit earlier this summer and then finished 4th in the PGA Championship in August. Yes, golf's mad scientist had gone back into the laboratory, gym in this case, and emerged with the rest of his golf game still intact. His confidence kept growing with each event played as he started to become more comfortable in swinging for the fences off the tee box. Which brings us back to this weekend's U.S. Open at the historically tough Winged Foot Golf Club just north of New York City. 4 of the past 5 winners of the U.S. Opens which have been played on this golf course finished 72 holes with an over-par total. Only Fuzzy Zeller's 4-under-par win in 1984 was the low score at a U.S. Open played at Winged Foot since they started doing this back in 1929. Until this past Sunday, of course. Bryson DeChambeau shot a scintillating 6-under par for this year's U.S. Open tournament at Winged Foot. And more incredibly, not one of his four rounds was played over par for the week. He shot a 68, 69, 70, and 67 on this par 70 monster. DeChambeau was the only player in the 144-player field to finish the week under par, as he won by 6 shots over a talented 21-year-old rookie, Matthew Wolff. Tiger Woods, you ask? Well, he missed the cut at 10 over par after just 2 rounds. Phil Mickelson? He fared even worse, as he shot a 79 and 74 and left the grounds on Friday afternoon at 13 over par. Bryson DeChambeau became just the third men's golfer to win the U.S. Open, the U.S. Amateur, and the NCAA Division I individual championships. The other two guys to accomplish that feat? Jack Nicklaus and Tiger Woods. That's pretty good company. In a media interview after winning the golf tournament on Sunday afternoon, DeChambeau said that he had spoken to Phil Mickelson earlier in the week about how sharp your short game must be in order to escape the high rough along the fairways and greens of Winged Foot. Phil Mickelson should know. He artfully got into and out of trouble from the deep rough at Winged Foot back in the 2006 U.S. Open. He was a magician out of the rough that week. If only that tournament had ended after the 71st hole for Phil. He would have earned his first U.S. Open title and completed a career Grand Slam of major championship golf. Alas, he sliced his drive on the 18th hole into the woods, finishing with a double bogey, and lost the golf tournament to Jeff Ogilvy on that final hole. Back to 2020. Golf's reigning mad scientist Bryson DeChambeau pondered long and hard about Phil Mickelson's advice as he practiced last week. Bryson put in extra work on his shots from the deep rough, both the fairways and around the greens, and it really paid off. As DeChambeau became more comfortable from the deep, gnarly rough, he gained even more confidence with each passing day of the tournament. And it all came together on Sunday afternoon in the final round, as he finished as the only golfer on the course to shoot an under-par score that day, a 67, in the pressure-packed final 18 holes. Afterwards, the golf media seemed confounded once again about how to react to Bryson DeChambeau's first major championship win. Some believe that his victory will spark a landmark change in the golf game, and how serious golfers will now want to seriously hit the gym en masse to become bombers off the tee like Bryson. I disagree. That's all nonsense. Bryson DeChambeau won at Winged Foot this week with a great game plan, incredible self-confidence, a few good breaks, and a lot of skill. Did you know that Bryson DeChambeau wasn't the longest driver in the field this weekend? Nope, he finished 7th at 325 yards, which still isn't bad, but that's still a full 9 yards shorter than Dustin Johnson's 334-yard average off the tee for the week. And he didn't just win by driving for show. He putted for dough, too. Bryson DeChambeau finished 11th in putting for the week at the U.S. Open. He was exceptional in all facets of the game at Winged Foot last week and emerged as the winner. DeChambeau also led the U.S. Open field in one particular stat which is not measured. Self-confidence. The media should stop writing about the size of his shirt. His unyielding belief in his game plan remains his biggest strength. SMU physics graduate Bryson DeChambeau told the assembled media on Sunday evening, "My goal in playing golf is to try to figure it out. I'm trying to figure it out, this very complex, multivariable game, a multidimensional game as well. It's very, very difficult. It's a fun journey." Hey, the big fella may look as stiff as Herman Munster when standing on the first tee and swinging his driver, but Bryson DeChambeau is having a lot of fun out there right now. He just walked away with the U.S. Open trophy. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.